This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Yesterday was ugly for the Panthers. Three in a row. I mean, I got to tell you that I'm watching that first period. And they got so handled in that first period, it was kind of, it was an ominous sign, you know? It was one of those things like, and they were, and the Predators were peppering them. They were dominating, and they were the more aggressive team, and the Panthers were just flat. And about, you know, about 16, 17 minutes in, and then there's that timeout, and then the Predators come out and score and kind of finish off what they were doing that entire period. And it just, from that moment on, I did not feel good about the Panther game for the rest of the night. It was just one of those things. So they are in a funk. You know, hopefully it's a small funk. You know, one or two games, you're not, you know, and this is three now. So it's not a big deal because they've been so good. But you are now 3 points behind Boston. You're 2 points behind the Rangers because you've got 94 points. So you're in third place now in the conference. And you do play the Rangers tomorrow on the road. So maybe it picks up. Maybe you get a little bit of a spark now. But they certainly they need some kind of a little internal wake-up call or something, because this is definitely some kind of a speed bump, because you could tell they're not themselves right now. The passing's just not the same. I'm just not seeing the same fire at the moment. And it's a long-ass season. You go through some lulls, and that's kind of what that's where I'm going with the Panthers on this one. That this is just one of those lulls. You've been so phenomenal all year long. I can't, you know, go in panic mode, but you know, you've lost three in a row and you didn't look good. And I don't know how many of you watched the game last night, but you had to have felt kind of the same way I did, most of you at least. After that first period, you're like, damn, this doesn't look like it's our night again. You know, and sure enough, it just wasn't our night, man. It was a rough one to have to watch. I gotta say, it was a rough one. It was one that kind of painful, because it dragged on for two more periods and just unacceptable.